And you are listening to the Texas Standard. Vaccine choice, anti-vaccine, vaccine hesitancy, these all describe different levels of skepticism some Texans have about vaccines. The apprehension has been around for decades, but in the age of social media, ideas spread quickly, and that vaccine mistrust could turn out to be a problem if and when a COVID-19 vaccine is eventually approved. Texas Standard's Caroline Covington reports how public health experts are battling misinformation about vaccines that could get in the way of stopping the pandemic.
Aubrey Mattson is a 19-year-old college student who says she's not anti-vaccine, but the pandemic also hasn't made her 100% in favor of them either. She's concerned that a fast-track COVID-19 vaccine could be dangerous.
I do think that it needs to be well-researched before it is put into practice.
Mattson is vaccine hesitant. She knows how some people opposed to vaccines might take their skepticism too far, but she also believes that the majority of people who question vaccine safety have good intentions.
I don't think any of them come from any malicious intent. I think it all comes out of the desire to protect your kids.
And in Texas, protecting kids from being forced to vaccinate has been a thorny subject. Texas is one of 15 states that allows parents to avoid vaccination requirements before enrolling their kids in school. While most Texans still get vaccinated, health experts like Dr. Seema Yasmin worry that when a COVID-19 vaccine is finally ready, some will refuse to take it.
What happens is you end up with these deep pockets, these areas where many people don't get vaccinated. And so we worry that even when overall vaccination rates look good, that doesn't mean people are protected on a community level.
Yasmin is an epidemiologist, journalist, and now a health communication researcher at Stanford University. She's seen firsthand the good vaccines can do. In 2014, she reported on the Ebola epidemic in West Africa. And she says a vaccine for COVID-19 will be our best bet for slowing the pandemic.
It's hard without a vaccine because you're relying on containment measures such as physical distancing. And of course, society doesn't function that way. We need businesses and schools and universities to be open. A vaccine or maybe multiple vaccines is our likeliest way out of this crisis.
But as medical researchers work furiously on a COVID-19 vaccine, the public health community is already anticipating a major hurdle after a vaccine is approved: how to convince skeptics to get vaccinated. A resistance movement in Texas was born 5 years ago after state lawmakers tried to limit exemptions for kids whose parents didn't want them to get vaccinated. And people involved in that movement are already informing the state through the media that they want a choice when it comes to a future COVID-19 vaccine.
Let's just get that out there right now and say, I'm not confident that we are tackling this appropriately. I want full assurance that any vaccine that comes to market has been thoroughly tested, and it's not going to be mandated.
That's Jackie Schlegel speaking in May on the Holistic Health Show One Life Radio. She's executive director for Texans for Vaccine Choice. In that appearance, Schlegel made clear what her group wants for Texans.
Ultimately, everybody in this state needs a choice, and not just a choice to receive the vaccine or not, but reject the vaccine without consequence.
Schlegel declined to be interviewed by Texas Standard, but she emailed that her group's, quote, mission of protecting and advancing informed consent, medical privacy, and vaccine choice for all Texans will not waver, end quote. Choice is one thing, but public health experts like Stanford's Yasmin want people to make that choice about a COVID vaccine after receiving accurate information about it. So Yasmin and others are focused now on how to combat the flood of misinformation that flows online.
My frustration has been that disease doesn't spread alone. It spreads in tandem with information contagion, and so we need to counter that as well.
Already, misinformation about a COVID-19 vaccine is spreading widely on social media. Project Vector, a nonprofit that tracks vaccine misinformation, found that on June 23rd alone, there were nearly 8,000 messages about vaccine opposition in the United States. Some of those messages pushed conspiracies, like one about billionaire Bill Gates using vaccines to implant tracking microchips. But those few thousand messages have the ability to be shared and seen millions of times over, further amplifying the false information. One of the most popular, persistent, and false messages about vaccines is the one tying them to autism. That's a theory repeatedly discredited by scientists and doctors.
They tell stories that are compelling and shocking and believable.
That's Yasmin again. She says vaccine misinformation works because it often taps into people's emotions. And research being done now shows Yasmin and public health experts have work to do. A recent survey by the Associated Press and the University of Chicago found that only half of the more than 1,000 people surveyed said they'd get a COVID vaccine when it's available. To find out more about this distrust for vaccines, Johns Hopkins University researcher Megan Moran recently analyzed over 1,000 anti-vaccine websites.
We saw a lot of rhetoric around the language of choice, freedom, and independence. There were statements about vaccines being almost oppositional to the American way of life.
She says we need savvier health communication to get people on board.
We're not just asking someone to change a belief. We're asking them to change a much larger ideological system, or a sense of identity or connection to a community.
Mike Mackert agrees identity is key here. He's the director for UT's Center for Health Communication, and he says health officials should focus on crafting more tailored messages.
Big, broad messages aimed at sort of everyone is the worst you can do. And as soon as you can target information to a smaller subgroup, you're generally going to do better.
But Mackert says sometimes it takes more than good communication. It can take new laws and regulations to fix big public health problems.
It's one of the reasons, you know, we think a lot about, you know, where is the answer a health or a communication solution and where is it policy?
Governor Abbott has said that he expects a vaccine to be, quote, the end to the pandemic. But he hasn't said anything yet about mandating one. In Austin, I'm Caroline Covington for the Texas Standard.